Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin daf Yotes. We are holding on the top of daf Yotes, Amar Aleph, the second line of the page, Rav Nachman Achshir. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and the Nishmas' mother, Golda Vasimcha Leah Shalom, Nisham Shav Naliyah. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So first, we're going to continue to discuss the psul of Hagrama, which is when part of the Shechita is done beyond the Makom and the Simanim, where you're allowed to cut. So we're going to talk about what Rav Nachman's psak about Hagrama is, and then we're going to tally up the three basic shitos about how far out is Hagrama, how far up the neck of the animal would be a violation of Hagrama. The Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas Tanoim, whether Rove without Hagrama is enough, meaning is it good enough to cut Rove of the Simen in the right place if you cut some of the Simen in the wrong place. That's Machlokas Tanoim, and we're going to have two different versions of a conversation about that machlokas tanaim, and then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the halacha if you did the following: shachat shlish, higrim shlish, shachat shlish. So you started in the right place, then you veered to the wrong place, then you went back to the right place, or started in the wrong place, veered to the right place, and then went back to the wrong place. So in both of those cases, the Gemara is going to discuss. Then the Gemara is going to talk about when shechting, when there is a nekev on the kana. So you got to shecht through the kana and the vashel, and the kana has a nekev on it. Does it make a difference if the nekev is on the outside and you start at that nekev, or the nekev is on the inside and you come across that nekev as you are doing the shechita? And then the Mishnah, halfway down, Amud Beis, discusses which parts of the neck are kosher for shechita and which are kosher for melika. We know that shechita and melika are done on different parts of the neck. So where on the neck is shechita and where on the neck is Malika. The Gemara is going to define the term Oref and the term Mul Ha'oref, because the Mul Ha'oref is apparently Kasher L'Malika. So we're going to have to define what Mul means and what Oref means. Then at the very end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to define exactly how to do Malika and whether it's necessary in order to do Malika to take the Simanim and twist them around to the back of the animal's neck prior to doing the malika, meaning when you do the malika, are you just cutting through the back of the spine first, or are you twisting the simanim to the back of the neck so that when you do the malika, you're actually cutting through the simanim of the oaf? So let us begin again. We're on the second line of the page. Andaf Yotes Amud Aleph. Rav Nachman Achshir Mishipoy Kova Ulamata. Rav Nachman says anywhere from the Shipoy Kova Ulamata. It's helpful to have a picture to see what the Shipoy Kova is, but all the way up on the Kana, from anywhere from there and down from the Shipoy Kova Ulamata is still the Makom that's kosher for Shechita. It's still the place where you could do the Shechita. So Amalei Rav Chanan Barav Ketina L'Rav Nachman. Rav Chanan Barav Ketina said to Rav Nachman, Keman, which Shechita in Tanayim are you holding like? Lo Krabbanon, v'lo Krab Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. You seem to fit with no one. You're not like the Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because they only are machshir when you're shochet in the Taba'as HaGadola, and they have a machlokas if after you shechted rove of the Shechita in the Taba'as HaGadola, if you then veer beyond there. So there's a machlokas where the rove is enough, but they certainly hold that anywhere beyond the Taba'as HaGadola is not the proper makom for Shechita, and the Kova is beyond the Taba'as HaGadola. It's above the Taba'as HaGadola. So you're telling me Mishipu Kova Lamata is kosher for Shechita. There's a whole machlokas. How much needs to be done in the Taba'as HaGadola, and can you get away with any part of the Shechita in the Kova? Apparently the Kova is outside of the Makom of the Shechita. So later, Nachman said back, Ana lo chilek yadana v'lo bilek yadana. He says, I don't know about the Rabbanan who require you to do everything within the Taba'as and leave part of the Taba'as on each side of where you're slicing, meaning the Rabbanan required the entire Shechita be done within the Taba'as, that no part of it encroaches on the Kova, and lo biluk yadana. I don't know about Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who's machshir if you do biluk hasimanim, which means that you ruin the simon, you destroy the simon in a certain way, because you shechted part within the Taba'as and the rest outside of the Tabaas. All I know is that the Amoraim had taught me that it's kosher even if you shecht within the kova. The Amr Abchir Bar Abba Amr Abi Yochanan, Vamrila Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Vamrila Amr Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amr Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Miship Kova Lamata Ksheira. So I know from these three Gedolei Amoraim that they have a tradition that Ship Kova Lamata is going to be kosher. Vamr Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Mugremis Drabanan, Ksheira, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The very shchita that the Rabbanan would say is a psul of hagrama, meaning that which the Rabbanan would say, if you shecht rove within the Taba'as HaGadola, and then you veered and you did a hagrama outside of the Taba'as, that the Rabbanan would say that's hagrama, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would say it's perfectly kosher. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says as long as rove of the shechita is done within the right makom, then you're allowed to veer beyond that makom. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would say that is fine. Uz Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and the very shechita that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would define as a psul of hagrama, meaning a case where you shecht either the rove or all of it lemaila mitaba'as hagadola, you do it all in the kova, you do it down to the whole shechita or the majority of the shechita beyond the taba'as hagadola, ksheir Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus. Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus would say he's going to be kosher because he holds that the kova is still the makom that's kosher for shechita. So you shecht right through the kova, you're doing a great job according to Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would say that's absolutely agrama, but Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus would say it's perfect. So says Mar Pshita, what are you telling me? Meaning we know there's this three-way machlokas, right? Do you need to get kula within the taba'as hagadola, ruba within the taba'as hagadola, or zero within the taba'as hagadola? You didn't tell me anything. So says Mar Ma'u Detema, Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus ad rabbanon ka'i, that I would have thought Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus, when it says al magremes shehi ksheira, is going on the magremes that the Rabbanan defined as hagrama, that after you shechted rove of the Taba'as HaGadola, you then veered beyond the Taba'as HaGadola. And that's where Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus was meyid is kosher. But maybe if you were magrim before you shechted rove within the Taba'as, or you shechted all of it beyond the Taba'as, maybe Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus is not machshir such a thing. So Kamashmalan, that's where Rabbi Shulman Levi has to tell me that Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus is in fact a third shita, that even such a mugremes that's puzzle, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina is going to say is perfectly good. Rabbi Chanina is meyid that such a thing is perfectly kosher simply because he holds the makom hashchita is beyond where the other two tanaim hold it is. Meaning the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda agree where the makom hashchita is. They just disagree about whether you need to shecht kulo b'makom hashchita or rubo b'makom hashchita. How much of the slicing needs to be in the makom hashchita? Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus is disagreeing fundamentally where the makom hashchita is. He holds even beyond the Taba'as HaGadola is the makom hashchita. So says Gemara Ve'emach Chinami. Now that you mention it, that maybe Rabbi Chinin ben Antigonus doesn't disagree about the makom hashchita, and he's only arguing about he's only being made that which the Rabbanan called hagrama is kasher. So how do I taka know that he's a third shita? Maybe the magremes that he says is kasher is the Rabbanan's magremes, but maybe in a chinami he would never allow any part of the shechita to be beyond the Taba'as HaGadola. He doesn't consider anything beyond the Taba'as HaGadola to be the makom of the shechita. So Im Kain says, no, if that's what he meant, heid alei mi bayilei. The Brisa should not have said heid al magremes sheik sheira. It should have said heid alei, because the Brisa had already mentioned the opinion of the Rabbanan that magremes is puzzle, and if Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus was going on that, it should have said he was made about what we just spoke about, from the fact that the Brisa has to add in these extra words, heid al mugremes sheik sheira. It must be that it's talking about even a mugremes, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he holds going to be kosher, meaning a mugremes l'chol adeos, according to both known opinions, Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus is still going to say kosher. V'ilchzak Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus, we paskin like Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus, whose machshir Shechita up until the Shipoy Kova, meaning he holds even beyond the Taba'as HaGadola, is still a makom kashu l'shechita, Dekai Rav Nachman Kavasei, because that's how we started today's daf, by saying that that's how Rav Nachman paskins, and therefore if that's how Rav Nachman paskins, that's how we are going to paskin as well. The Gemara already paskind at the beginning of the Amud, right? The first word on this Amud, which we read yesterday, was Vihilchasa, right? It said Vihilchasa Mishipa Kovalamata Ksheira. So the Gemara already paskind that it's Kasher Vimishipa Kovalamata. So the Rashash explains that that which we said Vihilchasa earlier is not really the Psak of the Gemara. It was Mar Baravashi who was saying that. And because Marzutra said that Yashir Bechite, that if Yashir Bechite, it's Strefa, the Allah is only Shir, the Allah is not that way. Shir Bechite is actually Ksheira. So this is now it's finally stumbled the Gemara coming to a halachic conclusion. So the stomach of the Gemara comes to the halachic conclusion that the Makom on the Kana, where you can Shecht, is beyond where you thought it was. It's beyond the Tabas HaGadola. It's even into the Kova, Mishipa Kova, Ulamata is still kosher for Shechita. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's explain the original Machlokas Tanando between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, meaning they disagreed, they both agreed where the Makom HaShechita is, that it's got to be from the Tabas HaGadola and down. Shipa Kova is too high. It's got to be from the Tabas HaGadola and down. But how much of the slice has to be within the Tabas HaGadola? Do you need the entire cut to be within the Tabas HaGadola? Or is it good enough to have rove of the cut within the Tabas HaGadola? That is what they argued. They argued about Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda held that as long as rove of the kana in the Makom Arayi L'Shechita is good enough, and the Rabbanan said that you need kol hakana b'makom arayi l'shechita. Some Rav Hunam Ravasi machlokas b'sheshachat shnei shlish v'higrim shlish. The machlokas Rabban Rabbi Yossi was in a case where you started in the right place, you shechted 2/3 of the way down in the Tabas HaGadola, and then after 2/3 of the way down, you then veered closer to the head, into the kova beyond the Tabas HaGadola. To Rabbanan Savri, kula shechita b'inan b'Tabas HaGadola. The Rabbanan say, that's no good. You need the entire Shechita to be in the Taba'as Gedola, the highest spot that's actually still kosher Shechita. Obviously, anywhere lower than that is also going to be good. But you need the entire Shechita to be at the highest extreme is the Taba'as Gedola. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rubo Kikulo. Rabbi Yosef says, what are you talking about? We have a din in all of Kala Tarakula that Rubo Kikulo. So you need Rova the Shechita to be in the Taba'as HaGadola, and that's as if you were gomer the entire Shechita. So the fact that the last third is done outside of the Taba'as HaGadola, that's fine. Aval, but if you were to have Higrim Shlish, Vishachat Shnei Shlish, but what if when you started the Shechita, you started beyond the Makom where you're allowed to cut, you started above the Taba'as HaGadola, and you went 1/3 of the way down above the Taba'as HaGadola, and then you veered back into the Makom HaShechita, back into the space where you're allowed to Shecht, and you did the final 2/3 where you're allowed to Shecht, Divrei HaKol Psula. So even though you have Rov of the Shechita in the Makom HaRoyal Shechita, everyone's going to say that's possible. Because when the life leaves the animal, which we assume happens once you get to 51%, once you cut through the rove of the kana, that's when the life leaves the animal. So that's you need rove of the at that point at the 51% mark, you have to have done the majority with shechita, and you don't have that because if the first shlish that you did, the first 33.3% was outside of the Makom HaRoyal L'Shechita. By the time, and then you veer into the Makom HaShechita, when you hit 51%, you're only at the majority of what you cut was outside of the Makom HaShechita. So that's going to be no good. That's not going to work. So Amalei Rav Chista said back to Rav Huna, Adrabah, lema mar ipcha. Maybe you could say the opposite, that let's frame the machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda differently. Maybe machlokas b'shehigrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. Maybe the machlokas is actually in the case that you just described as being everyone agreeing not okay. Maybe the machlokas is where you start the 1/3 outside of the Makom Shechita, and then you cut 2/3 within the Makom Shechita. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Savar midada that it's similar to Chatzi Kanapagum, which we're going to see if half of the kana is already cut, not through shechita, and then you cut it just a little bit to be mashlim the rov, let's say you had 49.9% or 50% that was not cut with shechita, and then you go and you slice a drop, and now you hit the rov that the shechita is going to be kasher, because it was gomer bekashrus. So even though the rov of that which killed the animal was not al yedei shechita, but the point of rov was al yedei shechita. When you cross that barrier, when you cross that line of rov, it was al yedei shechita, and that's all you need. So Rabbi would say the same thing over here. You started with hagrama, and you got 33% in with hagrama, and then you did the next, the rest of it with shechita. So when you hit the 51% mark, that you were doing a shechita at that 51% mark. Granted, it wasn't the majority of what you had done, but we're not looking cumulatively at what you had done. We're looking at that point, at the point of 51%. And there you're doing a shechita. Whereas Rabbanan hasam makom shechita, the Rabbanan would say, no, there's a big difference, because over there the whole slice was in the makom shechita, was on the right part of the animal. It's just that the first 50% was not a maisa shechita, but it was at least on the right part of the anatomy of the animal. Whereas hacha over here, where you start the slicing with a hagrama, you're starting the slice in the wrong spot on the animal. You might as well be cutting its toe off or something like that. You just say it's nothing to do with shechita. You're starting the slice in the wrong part of the animal. Lav makom shechita. It's not the makom shechita to begin with. Aval shachat shnei shlish. But if you had a case where you shechted 2/3 vihigrim shlish, and then you veered for the last third, divrei kol ksheira, maybe everyone would agree in that case that it's kosher. Datanan rubo shel echad kamau. Because after all, rov is rubo's kikulo. If you shechted rov of the simen, it's as if you shechted the entire simen. So over here also, you shechted rov of the simen in the Tabas HaGadola, in a place that's kosher for shechita, so the shechita is already over before you ever veered, before you ever did the hagrama. How would you then explain the Rabbanan and the Mishnah, where the Rabbanan seem to say you need kulo b'toch makom hashechita? So Rashi explains Dibur Maskel Ruba Shalechad that the Chacham in our Mishnah that required that you leave melo hachut in the entire kana, and it's not enough to have rov. That's talking about where the beginning of the chituch was done by hagrama, that you were magrim b'shlish harishon, but in a chinami, if you were only magrim b'shlish hashlishi, you started the first 2/3 with a proper shechita, even the Rabbanan would hold you don't need to do kulo within the makom hashechita. So that's what Rav Chisda said. Maybe that's the way to frame the machlokas. So I'm like Rav Yosef said back to Rav Chisda, man neimelan dahu ruba dahasam lav Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda katan. Who's to say that Mishnah that is machshir when you shecht rov of the simen is not Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Dilma, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda katanila. Maybe it's only going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but the Rabbanan disagree on that Mishnah as well, and they would hold that you need to shecht the entire simen, and therefore, even if you do agrama on the last third, the shechita is going to be pasul. Meaning, what was the way you wanted to frame the machlokas? We said maybe b'sheigrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. That's where you have a machlokas because the machlokas is about whether this should be just like the case of chatzi kana chatuch, where you go and you do a shechita on the 51% mark just to put it over the majority line, and the question is our case comparable to that or not? But everyone agrees to that case. Says maybe not. Maybe no one. Maybe not everyone agrees to that case. Maybe that case, that mishnah that we're going to have later on, it's on Daf Chav Ches, that Mishnah about Chatzi Kana Chatuch, where you go, maybe that's only like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. And maybe the Rabbanan disagree with that, because the Rabbanan hold, you need to do the entire thing. So you need to do the entire thing in the Makom HaShechita, and you need to do the entire Chituch as a Shechita. So that's not a valid way to understand the Machlokas. So Amalei Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, Atu kol rubi d'yalma Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda katani lu. Wait, are you trying to tell me that whenever we have the dinner of Rov, it's only Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? That the Rabbanan and our Mishnah say, You need the entire Shechita in the Maggid. It's not enough to have Rov. So, and therefore, you're going to say every single time in every Mishnah in Shas, in every case in Shas where we apply Rubo Kukulo, that's not the Rabbanan. That's hard to imagine. That Acharam Lahatos and the understanding of Rubo Kukulo, the Rabbanan just disagree with it fundamentally. So Amalei Rav Yosef says, no, I'm not saying that. That would be crazy. I know Rubo de Shechita Kamina de Shamanu Lu de Pligi. No, no, I'm just saying that apparently the Rabbanan don't hold of Rov in Dinam of Shechita. So the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches, just like our Mishnah, is within Dinam of Shechita. So I don't think the Rabbanan have to agree with the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches, because I think that when it comes to Shechita, the Rabbanan don't rely on Rov. And in Echinami, in the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, they will rely on Rov, but not when it comes to Shechita. Lishna Achrina Amila, another Lashon of this Machlokas Amoraim, about how to understand the Machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, is that Amrav Huna Amrav Asi, Machlokas Shehigrim Shlish Vishachat Shnei Shlish. The whole Machlokas is, if you started off off course and for the first third, and then the last two-thirds of the Shechita were in the right Makom. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mididava Achatzi Kanapagum. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would say, just like Chatzi Kanapagum, where the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches is going to say that if half of the Kana was already cut, not Al Yidei Shechita, and then you went and you shechted just a Kol Shehu to put it over the 50% mark, then the Shechita is going to be kasher because you were Gomer Bekashrus. So even though that rove that took away the life of the animal was not Kulo Al Yidei Shechita, it was only that 51% mark that was Al Yidei Shechita. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would say the same thing over here. Since the you concluded the Shechita Bekashrus, the Shechita is going to be kasher, even though the first 33% of what you cut was outside of the Makom HaShechita. The Rabbanan would say, no, this is totally different. Hasa Makom Shechita. Over there, at least the entire slice was in the Makom of the Shechita. Granted, the first half of it was not Al Yidei Shechita, it was sliced somehow without a Shechita, but at least it was on the right part of the animal's body. But Hacha Lav Makom Shechita. Over here, it's not in the Makom of Shechita at all, meaning the first third of what you cut was beyond the Makom HaShechita. Aval Shachat Shnei Shlish. But if you were to have a case where you shechted the first two-thirds within the right makom of where you're supposed to shecht, and then vehigrim shlish, and then you did the last third beyond the makom, divrei akol k'sherim. Maybe everyone would agree that that's kosher. That's not rubo shalechet kamau, because after all, rubo kikulo, and the first two-thirds of what you shechted, the first 66.6% of what you shechted of the animal was a perfectly good shechita. So maskav Rav Chista. So Rav Chista challenges that. Man leimelandahu rubo dasam lav Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda katanila. Who's to say that the Mishnah later on, that's machshir the shechita on Rov HaSimin, is not like limited to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Dilma Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Katanila. Maybe that Mishnah is also only like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but the Rabbanan would disagree on that Mishnah, and they would require that you have to shecht kol HaSimin, that just putting it over the 50% mark is not going to be good enough, not in our case and not in that case. So Amalei Rav Yosef, Atu Kol Rubi De Alma, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Katanila. So Rav Yosef says to Rav Chista, every time it says that you follow Rov, you think it's going only like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan don't hold of this idea of Rubo Kikulo? Amalei, Ana Rubo de Shechita Kamina. He says, no, I'm only saying that maybe Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is the only one that teaches Rubo Kikulo in the Dinam of Shechita, the Shemana Luhu de Pligi, because that's where we find in our Mishnah that there's in fact a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, whether Rov is good enough, because the Rabbanan actually require the entire Shechita to be within the Tabas El and not anywhere outside of that. So the entire thing, they don't rely on Rov. So what exactly is the difference between the two Lashonos of this Machlokas Amoraim in the Gemara? So it seems that there are two differences. First of all, the difference is in the names of the Amoraim. That in the first Lashon, Rav Huna said that the Machlokas in the Mishnah is when you did the Hagrama after you already shechted Rov Hakana. But if you did the Hagrama at the beginning, then everyone would say Shechitas al Psula. And Rav Chista Mitzvah is the one that held the opposite, that if you did the Hagrama after the Shechita of the Rov, that's for sure kosher. The only machlokas is when you did the Hagrama B'tchila. And Rav Yosef asked on Rav Chista, Man Leimelon, that later Mishnah is going like Rav Yosef, is going like everybody, maybe it's only going like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. According to the second Lashon, Rav Huna was the Mekil, who holds that if you do the Hagrama after you shefted Rov B'kashrus, that's where it's Vadaik Sheira. Rav Huna was the one who's making like that, and he's the one that said that the machlokas is only when you were magrim bitchila, when you started off with a hagrama. And Rav Chista is the one that challenged him, man leimalan, and he's the machmir that holds that that the machlokas is also if you did the hagrama after you already shechted the rov bekashrus. So it's a flip of who the opinions are. That's one difference, and the other difference is in the maskana of what the din is. According to the first Lashon, Rav Yosef's Pircha and Rav Chista stands. According to the second Lashon, remains a machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Chista. So that's the minor differences between the two Lashonos. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses, what if you keep going back and forth between Hagrama and Shechita? You do a zigzag. So Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish. You start off beyond the Makom Shechita, and you do the first 33%, first third beyond the Makom Shechita, not in the Makom Shechita, then you veer back into the Makom Shechita for the next third, and then back out of the Makom Shechita for the final third. So Rav Huna Marav Ksheira, Rabbi Yehuda Marav Trefa. So it's a machlokas what Rav said. Rav Huna says the name of Rav that it's kosher, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav that it's a Trefa. Rav Huna Marav Ksheira, because Kinafka Chiyusa B'Shechita Kinafka. When you hit that 51% mark, you were in the Makom Shechita, because you started with Hagrama, the first 33%, next 33% were in the Makom Shechita. So when you got over that 50% mark, you were doing a shechita at that point. Whereas Rav Huna Trefa, bina ruba b'shechita v'leka. You need the majority of the siman to be shechted b'kashrus, and you didn't have that because only one third of it was shechted b'kashrus, and that's why it's not good enough. Rashi has a girsa, quotes another girsa, that it's kinafka chiyusa be'inan ruba b'shechita. That at the makom, at the moment that the chiyus leaves the animal, you need to have had rov hashechita. Meaning it's not that we're looking at rov of the total, we're looking at rov, if you freeze frame it right at when you hit the 51% mark, have you done rov b'shechita? So that's what the other girsa. But Rashi doesn't like that girsa because he says Rabbi Yehuda is not talui on the zman yitzhak. It's not totally on when the life leaves the animal. We're going to see that the Gemara is going to say that if you shachat shlish higrim shlish emtsai and then shachat shlish Rabbi Yehuda's machshir. So even though at the zman yitzias hachius it was ba'agrama. So anyway, so that's the machlokas, what Rav said. Now, let's see the opposite case. Shachat shlish, what if you shechted the first shlish, v'higrim shlish, and then you veered out of the makom shechita for the next shlish, for the middle third, and then v'shachat shlish. Then you went back into the makom shechita for the final third. So Rav Yehuda amar Rav Ksheira, the same Rav Yehuda amar Rav who said previously in the last case that it's a trefa, this case he's going to say it's Ksheira, because rov of the shechita was a shechita in the proper makom. So Asu Shailua L'Rav Huna, they asked Rav Huna the very same Shaila, and remember Rav Huna Amar Rav was in the previous case said Ksheira, and over here Amalu Trefa, and he says that it's Trefa, but over here he's not saying the name of Rav, right? Previously it was Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and now even in this case it was Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, but Rav Huna is saying on his own now. He's opining on his own that it's a trefa. So Shabbat Rav Yehuda heard what Rav Huna was saying, and Ikbid, and he got upset at him. Amar tarifna umachshir machshar natarif. He says, I understand. That which I was machshir, you're machshir, and that which I'm machshir, you're machshir. You're just trying to be contrarian. Everything I say, you're just saying the opposite. So Amar Rav Huna, when Rav Huna heard that Rav Yehuda was upset, that he gave this psak, that it's trefa, he said, Shabbat kam Ikbid. Yeah, you know what? He's right to be upset. Chada diush. First of all, I don't have a tradition on this halacha. I had a tradition on the first one, right? I had a tradition when it was Higrim, Shachat, Higrim. I didn't have a tradition on Shachat, Higrim, Shachat, so he's right to be upset that I'm saying my own thing. And furthermore, Rove was B'Shchita Karaui, so it's Mistavra that it should be Kosher, because it was Shachat, Higrim, Shachat, which meant at the end of the day, two-thirds of it was done B'Shchita. So Amalei Rav Chista, Lo Tadabach, Rav Chista said to Rav Huna, come on, you got to have more confidence than that. Don't back out from what you're saying, that you passed when they did the hagrama in the middle third. Because if you back out on that, then you're giving in on the first halach as well of higrim shachat higrim. Because hasam my time of shart. Why didn't you say in the name of Rav that it's kosher when higrim shachat higrim? Because apparently all you care about is when you hit that 51% mark, are you doing a shechita or are you doing a grama? And you said as long as you're doing a shechita at that 51% mark, you're good. Well, in this case, when it was shechita, grama, shechita, at that 51% mark, you're doing a grama, and therefore it should be treifa. So ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman went to sura, bo minei, and they asked him, shachat shlish, higrim shlish, shachat shlish, mahu. They asked the shayla. You started the shechita, then hagrama, then shechita. So amalu lav hainet Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi. Isn't this exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi spoke about? Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi, shechita ha'suya kemasreik ksheira. That if you do a shechita in a zigzag like a teeth, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara assumes that that means you started in the right place and then you were magrim and then you went back into the right place. So shachat higrim shachat, and you see Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi says that that's perfectly fine. Says Gemara, no, the dilma b'makom shechita. No, when he said you do a zigzag, he meant all within the makom shechita. He wasn't talking about a grama where you're leaving the makom shechita. It's just a weird way to do a shechita. Shechita is supposed to be a straight slice. So why are you slicing this way, that way, that way? Right? That shouldn't you shouldn't be doing that. So b'makom shechita my lemeira says, well, if you did everything in makom shechita, why do I care if it's a zigzag? What's the chiddush that it's going to be kasher? Ma'u detema be'in shechita mufras v'leka. Now, I would have thought that a zigzag is problematic. That's weird. Why are you supposed to slice straight? And that you need to slice straight. But he's not dealing with Hagrama. Rabbi Elazar ben Yumi's got nothing to do with Hagrama, and therefore you can't use it as a raya at all. So Simon, the Gemara brings a Simon for the names of the three Amoraim that we're about to quote, Rabbi Abba, Rav Kahana, and Rav Yehuda. So the Beis is Abba, the Chaf is Kahana, and the Dalit is Rav Yehuda. So it's, I don't know why it does that sometimes. But so Yasef Rabbi Abba, Achorid Rav Kahana. Rabbi Abba was sitting behind Rav Kahana. Rabbi Yosef Rav Kahana kamed Rav Yehuda, and Rav Kahana was sitting in front of their Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda. They were both sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda, who was their Rebbe. Rav Kahana was in front of Rabbi Yehuda in the first row. Rabbi Abba was in the second row. The Yosef Kahana, Rav Kahana asked the following shayla from Rabbi Yehuda. Shachat shlish, higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish, mahu. Right, our case. Starting with shechita, then agrama, then shechita. So amalei shechita asuk sheira. He said it's kasher, like Rabbi Yehuda said, that it's not about the moment of the chiyus leaving the animal. It's about taking a tally of what the rov was. And over here it was rov b'shechita, so it's perfectly fine. Higrim shlish, shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish, mahu. Okay, what if it was the opposite? Started with agrama, then shechita, then agrama. So amalei, we'll tally up the rove, and the rove is hagrama, and therefore it's going to be pasul. Now, shachat makom nekev, a new discussion. He also asked him, what if half of the kana was already open on the outside of it, and you just found the hole that was there, and you continued to slice from there, and therefore you shechted to make it rove hakana. So amalei shechitas uksheira, he says that's fine. Shachatu pagabo nekev. What if the pegima in the kana was on the inside, so you started to do a shechita and then you hit the nekev, so mahu amalei shechita subsula. He says then the shechita is going to be pasul. So asal Rabbi Abba amar kamed Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Abba went and said this teaching over to Rabbi Elazar. Asal Rabbi Elazar amar kamed Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar went and reported it to Rabbi Yochanan. So amalei Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't get it. Maishna, why should it be different if you shechted and then you were were pogeya in the nekev, where Rav Yehuda says it's treif, versus shechting in the makom nekev, where he said that it's going to be kosher. So amlei shachat b'makom nekev nasa kamish shachat avik chavim v'gamar Yisrael. If you start where there's already a nekev and then you finish it up, that's ki'ilu when avik chavim started the shechita and you finished up the shechita. So the shechita is going to be kosher in such a case because the chiyus leaves the animal when a Jew is doing the shechita. So over here also, the kana was already pagum and now you're finishing it up. So you're the one that's taking care of it. But shachat u'pagum o'nekev, if you shecht it and then you're pogeya in the nekev after you started shechting, nasa kamisha shachat Yisrael v'gam rovid chavim. That's like Yisrael started the shechita and a goy finishes the shechita, where that's going to be possible because the Yisrael didn't shecht the sheer shechita. So the Gemara shechita was done by an ovid chavim. So who had been over here? The Gemara shechita happened on its own. You started the shechita and then there was a nekev and the nekev finished the shechita. So kari alei, so he said about this explanation of Chavim, what are you talking with Ovid Chavim? We're not talking about Ovid Chavim. We're talking about there was a Nekev in the Kana. So he said, I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't mean he was calling him an Ovid Chavim, that he was saying, you know, Rebbe Lazar, you're an Ovid. He was saying, well, what are you talking with Ovid Chavim? So Rav Shapir Kari Alei Ovid Chavim Ovid Chavim. So Rav says, you know, he had a good taina. What are you talking with Ovid Chavim? You can't compare the cases. Bishlam Hasam, I understand very well when Yisrael shechts and Ovid Chavim is gomer the shechita, that's going to be possible. Midavle Yisrael mishkat ruba, because Yisrael should have shechted the rov hakana and he didn't. He stopped too early. Velo shachat. So kinafka chiyus biyad Ovid Chavim kinafka. So when the animal died, it died biyad the Ovid Chavim. It died at the hands of an Ovid Chavim. Elahacha michti mishkat shachat. But in our case, the guy shechted whatever he was able to shecht, and then he ran into a nekev in the kana, and so good. So he's done. He did whatever he could do. Any human being couldn't do any more. Mali b'makom nekev, mali pagam nekev. What difference does it make whether he did a shechita starting at the makom nekev or he did a shechita starting normally and then he encountered the nekev? He did whatever a person could do for this shechita, and therefore he doesn't think the comparison to Novi Chavim is a valid comparison. Okay, new Mishnah now. Now the Mishnah is going to define the difference between shechita and Malika, as far as the placement on the neck of the animal. Hashokhim menat stadin. If a person slices not from the front of the neck, not from the back of the neck, but on the side of the neck of the animal, shechita sukshera. The shechita is going to be kosher. Rashi says it means afilu lechachila. Shechita sukshera sounds like only b'diavet, but it only says that because it's going to say a malik menat stadin malika so psula. So the counter to psula is kshera, but really it means you could even do this lechachila. Tosa says that it's only b'diavad. The chachil, you're not allowed to do it because it's only going to be kosher if you're machzir the simanim to the tzad. If you move the simanim to the side of the neck, so you got, obviously there's going to be a gezeira that you might not do that, and therefore it's only a b'diavad to cut from the side of the neck of the animal. Hamolik minat stadin milikasul psula. If you do malika on the side of the animal's neck, that's going to be possible. Hashochit mina orev shchitasul psula. If you do a shchit on the back of the animal's neck, that's possible. Hamolik mina oref milikasu ksheira. You do malika on the back of the animal's neck, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Over here, ksheira clearly means even lechachila, because that's the only way to do malika. Hashochit mina tzavar, if you shecht from from underneath the animal's neck, shchitasu ksheira, meaning exactly where we do the shchita. Hamolik mina tzavar milikasu psula. You do malika on the front of the animal's neck, it's going to be possible. Shekala oref kashal the malika v'kala tzavar kashal the shchita. The back of the neck is for malika, the front of the neck is for shechita. Nimtza kasher b'shechita, possible malika, kasher malika, possible shechita. If you're doing malika in the right place, that would be the wrong place for shechita. If you're doing shechita in the right place, that's the wrong place for malika. So it says, my oref. What does oref mean in the Mishnah? Ilema oref mamish. If it means the back of the head, well, my ir yashochet, afilu malik nami, the mimul orpo amrachmana, velo orpo, that even to do malika on the back of the animal's head is going to be wrong, because the malika has to be mimul orpo, not on the back of its head, the back of its neck. Elamai oref mimul oref. So when the Mishnah said oref, it really meant mimul oref. It didn't mean the back of the animal's head, it meant the back of the animal's neck. So the Gemara brings a raya from the Lashon of the Mishnah that it means mimul oref. Kedektani seifa, Kala oref is kasher lemalika. A bird has a teeny tiny head. You wouldn't describe the back of the head as kala oref. it's so tiny, it's a, you wouldn't, kol sounds like some expansive thing, but birds do have long necks. So kol la'oref must be describing the entire length of the back of the neck and not the back of the head. So minani mili, how do I know that Malika is on the back of the neck? Ditan Rabbanan, because the Brisa darshan is as follows. The Torah says, mimul arpo, that you do Malika, mimul arpo. Mul haroa esa oref. It's the part that corresponds to the back of the animal's head, but not actually the back of the animal's head. V'cheinu omer, and that's what the pasuk says. V'hu yoshev mimuli, that Bilam was not sitting in the Jewish camp; he was across from. He was, in proximity to v'omer, and the pasuk says kifanu elai oref v'lo panim. So it says oref v'lo panim. It doesn't say oref v'lo tzavar. So you see that oref is the opposite of the panim. That there's the face, and then there's the back of the head. But the tzavar has the mul oref is corresponds to the tzavar. So maybe Omer, why do I need another pasuk? We already learned from the first pasuk that mul orpo means the makom that's roa es ha'oref. And also the second pasuk doesn't tell me that mul oref is not the oref mamish, because the pasuk only explains where the makom ha'oref is. So v'chi teimam, because the reason we brought the second pasuk is you might say that from the pasuk v'u yoshev mimuli, we learn that mul orpo means the makom ha'roa es ha'oref, but oref gufei lo yadin hecha. But I don't know where the oref is. So degada mul didei hecha, meaning if you're going to tell me that I'm supposed to cut the mul of the oref, I need to know where the oref is. So tashma, that's why I have the second pasuk. Kipanu elai oref velo panim. Mechal da oref la de panim. Oh, so the second pasuk tells me the oref is on the opposite side of the panim. So there's the face, then there's the oref, and then go down a little bit, and that's the mul oref, and that's where we do malika. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. Everyone have a great day.